There are many wonders to be found in nature, but for Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill, he finds the inchworm a wonder all of its own.
Whether they're measuring marigolds, adding and subtracting, or just hanging by a thread, inchworms are cool. I watch them tirelessly. Even as a boy, they intrigued me as they crept along my finger. The inchworm has a distinct style of mobility. Since he possesses legs only at the front and at the back of his torso, and none in the middle, inchworms always seem to have an arch in their back. So while traveling on a solid surface or climbing his web, the inchworm easily places his head as far forward as possible and then quite literally brings up the rear, making a prominent arch in his back. My wife Jo and I were out on the porch one evening. We were enjoying the remains of a lovely day. To the right of where we sat, on the top of a black wrought iron chair, an inchworm was making his way along. I brought her attention to it, and she got into watching the inchworm with me. Watching this time, I found it was how the inchworm brought up his rear that intrigued me the most. It was as if he was either always getting ahead of himself or trying to catch up. I've concluded that the inchworm's maneuver is a perfect metaphor for how I have lived much of my life. I get way ahead of myself in my head, and then bring the rest of myself along. When I was younger, I was confident that I had a firm grasp on reality. I thought I'd figure out about life and how things work. I'm a thoughtful man. I've lived a little like the inchworm travels, my head thinking way out there in front of me like I'm smart and I know. Only later, when facing reality, I'll haul up the rest of me along, or, like the inchworm, bring up the rear. The revelations that life's crises impose, as the saying goes, can be a kick in the pants. In this regard, injuring my knee recently was instructive. For a while, I bumped along like an inchworm. Hobbling with a cane made me irritable and testy, even more than usual. It's because this diminishment highlighted yet another deficiency I have suffered. I have lived with this one for most of my life. I am constitutionally unable to set out from one room, go to another to retrieve something, that upon returning to the room I left, I discover I've gotten at least one thing I was after. What most folks accomplish in one trip always takes me two. Given my circumstances, that second trip routine now comes at a price. My knee hurts like blazes, and I feel as if I'm bumping along like an inchworm, but not with the deliberate grace with which they move. I now have an even greater affinity with inchworms. Like me, they can't get from here to there without bumping along. They've somehow learned to be okay with that. Instead of grousing about it the way I do, and wishing at times I were a rabbit or a racehorse, or in my case, years younger, inchworms take their strides slowly and easily while taking the time along the way to measure the marigolds. George Merrill, On the Shore.